Well, to God be all the glory. This is Apostle Smith from the Kingdom Power Fellowship. It is our midday worship. It's going to change to the midday praise and worship from Apostle Caleb Bejou. He will be doing the service in French. We're going to play some do praise and worship in English, and then we're going to transfer it over to him if and when he connects. Amen. To God be the glory. So what we're going to do is we're going to start the party off right. We're going to give God some glory. Amen.
We need to see a wonder. My hands in total adoration to you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. My lips, my hands, in total adoration to you. You reign on the throne, for you are God and God alone. Because of you, my cloudy days are gone. I can sing to you this song. I just want to say that I love you more than anything. Love me in your arms. You are my shelter from the storm. When all my friends were gone, you were right there all alone. I never known a love like this before. Oh, I just want to say that I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. I love you, Jesus. I worship and adore you. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you. Thank you.
I don't know how many of you really love him today. But I love him with my whole heart, my mind, and my soul, everything that is within me. I love Jesus.
I love Jesus. Come on. I worship and adore. Just want to tell you, Lord, I love you more than anything. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Grateful, 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 grateful,
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't know how they end that song.
They just ended it. They was jamming, they was getting it in.
Mm-hmm.
They just said, look, cut.
Well, normally that would be a half hour of our praise and worship. I did promise and I introduced that Apostle Caleb will be preaching today in French. But for whatever reason, there's a bad connection from his end. You got to understand they... this gentleman is from the DRC. It's unlike any of the world that America, Britain, France, and all the world powers have no problem with internet. As I would say they third world, but they're not third world. I would say second world countries mm-hmm. are still trying to get up the dabs. But there is a word from the Lord. And I will give you a word from the Lord, what thus saith the Lord. If you all, let us pray for it. First of all, Father God, we said thank you for the hedge of protection. Thank you for the possibility of even having a midday worship. Now, Lord, we ask you, Father God, touch each and every individual that's online and those that's going to download later. I ask you to convict their hearts and minds. Let them be steadfast in you and a steadfast in man. And we ask all these things, Father God, in your Son, Jesus' name we pray. Let the redeemed say amen. Well, we'll get it right one way or another. It's going to happen. To God be the glory. In the meantime, if you turn, woman of God, would you do the typing for me, please? Let's go from Acts chapter 18, verses 1 to 12. Make that verses 1 through 11. Acts 18, verses 1 through 11, and the title is, Be Bold When You Have the Authority. Be bold when you have the authority. The word authority, capitalized. Exclamation points. Take your time. It gives everybody time to go to Acts chapter 18, verses 1 to 12. Got plenty of time for everybody to get there. No rushing. Those who know the Bible is there already. Those who are trying to learn the Bible, they just should. I mean, it's the last book of the New Testament. Amen? I'm sorry. No, it's not. That's Revelations. I'm sorry. It's right before Romans. Is it not? I know it's the book right before Romans.
You said exclamation
point, correct? Yes, ma'am. Acts chapter 18, verses 1 through 11. This is a profound portion of the Bible, how Paul became Paul in the Bible. Amen? Let's read. After these things, Paul departed from Athens and came to Corinth, that's Corinthians, all right? And found a certain Jew named Aquila, born in Pontus, lately come from Italy with his wife Priscilla, because that Claudius had commanded all Jews to depart from Rome and came unto them. And because he was the same craft, he abode with them and wrought. For by their occupation, they were tent makers. And he reasoned in the synagogue every Sabbath and persuaded the Jews and the Greeks. And when Silas and Timothy were come from Macedonia, Paul was pressed in the spirit and testified to the Jews that Jesus was Christ. And when they opposed themselves and blasphemed, and he shook his remnant and said unto them, Your blood be upon your own heads. I am clean. From henceforth, I will go unto the Gentiles. And he departed thence, and he entered into a certain man's house named Justus, one that worshiped God, whose house joined hard to the synagogue. And Crispus, the chief ruler of the synagogue, believed on the Lord with all his house. And many of the Corinthians, hearing, believed, and were baptized. Verse number 9. Then spake the Lord to Paul in the night by a vision. Be not afraid, but speak, and hold not thy peace. For I am with thee. No man shall set on thee to hurt thee. For I have much people in this city. And he continued there a year and 6 months, teaching the word of God among them. Now, many preachers will expound on a lot of verses that I just read from verse 1 to 11. But the most profound verses, was verse number 9 and verse number 10. Mm-hmm. Why was that the most profound? Not because it was Jesus that spoke to him. it was God that spoke to him. It was God. And I read it again. Then spake the Lord to Paul in the night by vision. Be not afraid, but speak and hold not thy peace. He said, and hold not thy peace. For I am with thee, no man shall set on thee to hurt thee. For I have much people in this city. Now, could you imagine you chilling in your crib? You done testified already that Jesus is Christ. The same people that watched him was crucified, that watched him raised up for the third day, the same people that watched him heal everybody that was around. And he done preached before he left. And now he's not around. You got his disciples throughout the Judea and the Sudan preaching the word of God. But here you have the lands that's from Asia Minor all the way up to Europe, up to Europe where Rome is, where Rome and from all the places in Europe, they believed in other gods. But Paul was the bold one who set that travel. Not only he set the travel, he set up camp. Not only he set up camp, he bestowed bishops and other apostles throughout his walk. Not only he did that, he brought other people with him from the Asia Minor. What's the title again?
What's the title again?
And the title is Be Bold When You Have the Authority. Yes. Now, the Lord done gave him clarity. The Lord done gave him provision. Mm-hmm. The Lord done gave him the authority. He said, be not afraid, but speak and hold not thy peace. Now, let me tell you. I must be wrong, but he gave me the same thing. Because every time I want to say something, I got the green light. I hold myself back. But he gave me the green light. And then he went on to say, for I am with thee, and no man shall set on thee to hurt thee. And then he went on to say, for I have much people in this city. So that means there's a lot of people to be saved, and which that's what Paul did. He saved a lot of people. He helped a lot of people get saved. He saved a lot of souls. Why? Because he was obedient and he did not hold his peace. Paul was a bold son of a gun.
Yes, he was.
And my disciples that know me a lot, they know partial of me. And the little bit that they know of me, they say the same thing. What'd you say, woman of God?
Yeah, we say the same thing.
And they be like, oh, Lord, help us to Jesus. I think sometimes they get embarrassed.
No, they get embarrassed.
Oh, what'd you say?
Lord, watch his mouth.
Lord, watch his mouth. Okay. Yes. Yeah. But he said not to hold my peace because it needs to be saved. Now, how to be said? He said, hold not thy peace. Keep it. But he said, keep it decent and in order. So that tell me right there to be decent and in order. So I'll be decent and in order, but I'm going to still spit fire on you.
Jesus.
Now, even though the word is supposed to come forth from Apostle Caleb today, whatever mishap he has, whatever problem that he had, I pray that it be true to thy own self be true, but that's blood on his own head. Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah, well, was right.
Ooh. I got nothing to do with that. I still have to be obedient regardless whether people show up or not. I still got to show up or show out. Come on, somebody.
Amen.
My only day of rest is tomorrow. Hallelujah! Yes, sir. But be bold, because I have the authority. I have, he not only anointed, but he gave me authority.
Yes, he did.
Ooh, what such a heavy burden that is. It's a blessing and a burden at the same time. How can that be? Wasn't it a blessing and a burden too for Christ to come off his chair? To carry the cross for man? Huh?
Was that a burden too? For him to carry the cross for your sins that you didn't even commit it yet until you was formed. He done carried the cross already for the sins that you committed 2,000 years later. Right? Mm-hmm. And it's too late. I see a text from Apostle Caleb, but you know what? Tell Apostle Caleb, never mind. It's too late. It done gone forth already. See you next week. See you next week. Don't come after the fact. I told you before, well, you knew since last week, you knew since yesterday, and you knew today. Come on, somebody. This is how we miss our blessings. But I'm not going to miss mine for nobody, but for myself. And right after this podcast, you're about to go find out what it is. To God be the glory. You can allow people dictate your lives if you want to, but people have to dictate their own lives. But at the same time, we're not here by ourselves. God put people in positions to help us to be edified, to be glorified, and to be justified. Mm-hmm. The only person that can justify us is God in Christ. The people that can be edified and glorify us are the men that are in their rightful positions. Amen.
Amen.
But title is Be Bold When You Have the Authority. And I'm being bold today to say that I am authorized to edify and glorify men that follow, that listen. But just like the word says, what he said, what did Paul say? And when they opposed themselves and blasphemed, he shook his remnant. I mean, he shook his clothes. He took the dust off of himself from them and said unto them, your blood be upon your own heads. I am clean from henceforth. I will go unto the Gentiles. And that's what he did. The Gentiles were the unbelievers. Because the people that were with Christ, that saw Christ, the believers, didn't understand what Paul was saying. Didn't want to believe what Paul was saying. They disapproved of him. Isn't that how it is in the church today? Oh, because he don't hoop or holler, he ain't no pastor, he ain't no preacher. Because he don't do the two-step, because he don't scream and holler, he ain't no preacher, he ain't a pastor. The devil is a lie. That doesn't show that you have power.
Nope.
That doesn't show that you have the anointing.
It's not.
And if you have a piece of paper from whatever degree or institution, it doesn't mean that you have the power or the anointing. It just says that you was greatly institutionalized. Well, because the Bible didn't say what school Christ went to school. It didn't say he was any type of university. Was then where they even asked, where did he get his wisdom? He wasn't part of no synagogues. Come on, somebody, pay attention. Christ wasn't part of no synagogue because the word was with him. He was the word. So how can you teach the word when you're with the word? So if this mind being you, which is also in Christ Jesus, that means I'm connected to the word. Whatever wisdom or advice or ability, agility that I need, it will be provided unto me from him. Come on, somebody. Mm-hmm. I'm up in the wrong church. It's too quiet up here. So men and women of God, I get jealous of the fact that the connection is the way it is. Ain't my fault. It's something that can't be asked. It's something that you can't. You can't earn. You have to be chosen. Come on. You have to be chosen. And if you was chosen, you got to accept the call. Now, God knew what he was doing, because if you'd have chose me in my 20s or 30s, I probably refused it like an idiot. Mm.
So he got me when the time was right, when I was 5, and he held me to it. Come on, somebody, think about it. I was a heathen. I was in my prime of heathenness in my 20s and 30s. Listening to nobody. Listening only to me. Pleasing and doing only me. Trying to love on other people, and once you didn't want to be loved, okay, ain't no reconciliation. Out to the door with you. Out to the door with you. There was no grace and mercy in me then. So if you know for a fact, whether you're a leader or a saint, that you are a part of the chosen generation, that you are a true royal priesthood, know that you've been bold, be bold, and you have the authority. Mm-hmm. That you have authority. And there's different levels of authority, authorization. Mm-hmm. There's different levels of clearances. I know how my level is. Do you know yours? That's for you to seek and find out. Again, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you.
Father God, we give you glory, honor, and praise. We thank you for your word on today, God. God, we thank you for reminding us of who we are, God, and what tools you've given us, Father. God, we thank you, oh God, for boldness, Father. We thank you for authority, Father. We thank you for the head hold of this house, Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask that you bless him, God, for everything that he gave out.
Yes,
God,
Lord.
That you will pour it back into him, Father.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord God, we ask that you would just continue to open up doors, Father, and move by your spirit. God, as we leave this place without your presence, we ask that you continue to have your way, that you will lead and guide us and direct our paths. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. This is Apostle Smith of the Kingdom Power Fellowship, pastor of Grace, Mercy, Peace, and Christ Church, along with the First Lady of GMPCC. She's also the pastor of the Church Without Walls. We say that we love you, and all the disciples that are a part of KPF, they say they love you. And remember, for we walk by faith, not by sight, and but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. God bless.